I'm here with John Jordan. Can you briefly tell us what organization or what idea you came with here to Copenhagen and what you will be doing in the coming days here in Copenhagen in the street?
Hi there, yeah, I'm with the Laboratory of Insurrectionary Imagination and the UK Climate Camp for Action. And together we're building what we're calling the bike block. It's basically transforming old bikes into tools of civil disobedience. To take the bike into a civil disobedience situation and working with engineers and artists and activists. And we're going to be part of the Reclaim Power Day on the 16th to flow through the lines into the edges of the Bella Centre to have the People's Assembly. And so the bike block will be enabling that. We've got three prototypes. We've got the swarm, which is like a swarm of bees of individual bikes that will siphon off the police from the civil disobedience. So we're kind of like, you know, we'll be swarming around, moving, always flowing. We've also got the double troubles, which are like these two tall bikes welded together with a kind of chariot, which will be used to go over fences and so on. And we've got the machine, but the machine is a big secret and it's in a shipping container somewhere in Copenhagen and will be unveiled on the 16th.
You've been following quite a lot of these demonstrations. Do you feel that this is a particular moment, or do you think what is the difference in quality that you see from this mobilization?
I think this is a really interesting moment. In a way, you know, 10 years ago, Seattle put the spotlight on a movement that had been growing for the years before that. But what was interesting about Seattle, in a way, it was a movement using direct action to encourage people on the inside to take a different position. What's interesting now is that even people on the inside realize that the inside isn't right. And what is interesting on the 16th of December is that there will be a movement of people, a people's movement outside the center, trying to get in. There'll be a load of people from inside the center trying to get out, and a third space will emerge. And I think that's an extraordinary, that's a different level from what happened before, where really there's a kind of deep sense that the system, that those in within the UN or within the government process is deeply illegitimate, and there needs to be this other space, this system change, not climate change. And I think that's a really interesting evolution of the kind of anti-globalization movement in a way.